Pod 91 is ready for the Sunshine Coast Lightning hitting the court. Thunder, feel the thunder. Lightning and the thunder.
Thunder, feel the thunder. Oh, I can't believe it's already ripped around to this, Sammy boy. The last home game of the season this Sunday, 4 p.m. The whistle blows against the Sunshine Coast Lightning and the Collingwood Magpies.
And it's not okay to have favourites. I know we talk about this quite a bit, you know, when kids, when you have family, you shouldn't have favourites. And you shouldn't, but I do. And she joins us right now, Cara Conan, my favourite Sunshine Coast Lightning player. Hello, kid. Morning.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Well, you can't say that to Cara 1 week and then Shez another week. And
I can say it each week as long as they're not listening. As long as the other ones aren't listening, we're good.
I'll take it.
Take what you can, Cara. We absolutely adore you. How are you going? How's everything flying? I mean, you're on the Aussie team, heading off to Birmingham, yeah?
No. I've made the squad, but I'm still waiting to hear about that final selection.
Oh, yeah.
So that will be all revealed in due course in a couple of weeks' time. But
okay.
Yeah, fingers and toes crossed, and I've just been trying to do my job at Lightning to be able to, hopefully that'll take care of itself.
Yeah, absolutely. I didn't realise that the team still has to be announced. That's bog. Just take them all, guys, you know? Just do what you can.
Wouldn't it be nice? Wouldn't it be nice?
Now, it's First Nations round this weekend. What does that mean to you? And obviously as a proud community here with the Cubby Cubby people as the ancestors, we get a bit excited when something like this happens. But what does this mean to the Lightning, and what are you doing special for it?
Yeah, we absolutely do. We've been trying to put into place our reconciliation action plan, so a bit of a mouthful. So we've been doing heaps of work with our aunties around the coast, Auntie Pope and Auntie Judy, and doing a lot of learning and listening. But yeah, I think First Nations Round is obviously really important to us, and we love getting involved. The artwork that we've got on our dress is really representative of the Sunshine Coast and the Cubby Cubby people. So, yeah, we're really looking forward to stepping out on a home court and being able to wear that dress with pride and hopefully, yeah, do our community really proud as well. With a win.
Absolutely. You always do.
Already have.
Yeah, and have. Yeah.
Exactly. Just by being you.
Now, Cara, lovely. Can we talk about the elephant in the room, which is...
Is that a fat joke? Screw you, man. I'm just here, Ash. I can hear you.
But anyway, about Netball Australia's decision to move the grand final straight to Perth. Now, this came out yesterday, this decision, which was pretty large, and that means that whoever wins and takes away minor premiers, that doesn't matter. So in the past, if you've been the minor premiers and the grand final is at your home stadium, yeah? And unfortunately, in this case, apparently there's some financial struggles with Netball Australia, and they've basically sold the grand final off sooner rather than later, and now they've already decided it's going to be in Perth. Now, the West Coast Fever in the second spot at the moment, which would give them a huge advantage whether they were to walk away as minor premiers or not. Cara, how do you guys feel about this situation? Because I've seen a statement being released from a lot of the different netballers around as well, which is a pretty strong statement that you guys are sending to Netball Australia.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, I think we can all appreciate the reasoning behind Netball Australia's decision. Obviously, COVID has been really, really tough for a lot of businesses and a lot of organisations. So, and their decision making was obviously just in the best interest of trying to grow the game. So, we're not arguing that we're not in support of that. Obviously, that's what we're all here for. We want to grow this beautiful game that we all play. However, I think that the process, the announcement was made yesterday and players were notified on Tuesday, which was pretty disheartening, as we've been told in the past that we're key stakeholders in these decision-making processes, and Netball Australia has kind of just showed time and time again, especially after the two-point shot, that is in fact not the case. So I think that the statement players have made is just calling on a bit of a change of behaviour from Netball Australia and just asking them probably to, for their behaviour to reflect us as probably their most important asset and the thing that they're trying to sell to improve the game. It doesn't affect us this year, but, I'm really, really disappointed for the Vixens. And their fans and members and everyone who supported them all year.
It's a fine line too, though, isn't it, between being financially and fiscally responsible but also trying to maintain the spirit of the game, and which has always been. And I think you're right. It comes down to that communication thing again. And I note in Jo Weston's letter, she's the chair of the Players Association committee. Yep. If you can upset her, you've done something really wrong, because she is one of the sweetest human beings in the world.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So, yeah, I think that's crazy talk. But, Cara, obviously, home game this weekend, Sunday at USC Stadium. It will be very nice to have a victory over the Pies in front of your home crowd for the last time this year.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. That's what we're going for. Hey, we've done a lot of work this week, so.
Good. I can't wait to see you, Cara. Thanks so much for joining us, and good luck with your selection for Birmingham for the coming games.
Beautiful. Thank you, guys.